Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. So I want to talk all about workplace well-being. And I have Dr. Melissa Steech here, and she has an amazing Instagram. She works with Herman Miller, all about furniture, ergonomics, and workplace well-being. So without further ado, let's find our top tips for all of us working at home, feeling stressed out, working harder than ever, I think. What do you think?
Absolutely. People are stacking their conference calls and video chats back to back to back and not taking a break for just basic human needs like looking outdoors or stretching or eating.
And so tell us a little bit about your background. You work with Herman Miller. What do you do at the company?
So I am part of the Workplace Wellbeing Knowledge Team, and we basically support our clients and all of our teammates around the area of workplace well-being, which now, because of the current situation with COVID-19, has really come to the forefront.
And it's become more of a virtual organization, I imagine,
right? Yes, like most others.
I love Herman Miller furniture, by the way. Some of the best ergonomics. But so what are the things we're doing at home? Now there's a whole virtual workforce out there where many companies have not elected to bring people back in. They're just going to stay home and be efficient. But what are the things we're doing wrong when we work at home?
Well, some of the things are that we're not making the best use of what we have on hand. For instance, you know, when the lockdown came, I work for Herman Miller. I didn't have an ergonomic chair. I had my dining room chair. I just moved. And so a lot of people are working from their dining room or from their sofa. Some people prefer to work in the bed. And the thing is that you don't have to have the quote unquote proper tools to exercise good ergonomics. So you can take a dining room chair and wherever you're sitting, whether it's a chair or a stool or the sofa, scooch your booty, scooch your booty all the way back so that your back is connected to the chair. And this will do two things. It will help to support the base of your spine because you're now pressed up against something. And then it will remind you also to roll your shoulders back and to sit up straight because you can't slouch if your shoulders are pulled back. So if you imagine your shoulder blades touching back behind you, that's what you want to do. So that's just a very simple thing to do. And then don't sit for longer than 45 minutes at a time. Get up, move, take a break, even if it's 20 seconds.
We have to do those little mini breaks. And then you were telling me about stretching. So raise your arms above your head.
Yep.
Touch your toes, bend over, do little chair exercises.
Little chair exercises. If you really want to get into it, you know, stand outside of your chair and do some push-ups either on the edge of your desk. I mean, be careful when doing that. Or what are these? The lat raises? I forget what those are called.
Yeah, like a tricep dip.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are really helpful. Also, if you want to do some lunges or some squats in place, the important thing to do from an ergonomics stance is to do something that is weight-bearing. So even if it's 15 to 20 seconds, it will activate the muscles isometrically in a way that you're not going to get if you're simply stretching. And that's also very good for you. So if you have some hand weights or a heavy book or you fill a bag with a lot of books, whatever you can do to do something that's weight-bearing is also very helpful.
So hop up in the middle of your Zoom meetings. And I like what you said about scheduling time because, like you said, you have the tendency to see a calendar and book it back to back to back to back, which is crazy, which is what we've been doing for virtual visits. And literally, you don't have a minute to transition from one to the next to the next.
No, you don't. And if, for instance, it is one of those days where you just have to book back to back, and it's just the way that it is sometimes. So there is a lot of psychological stress for those of us even who have a job, who still, are still working, and we're grateful, and we're also really stressed about making sure our employer knows that we're working, because how do they know, right? And so there's that tendency, and that's real. So if you can't get away from your desk for whatever reason, remember the 20-20-20 rule, which is to every 20 minutes, look away from your computer screen for 20 seconds at a distance of 20 feet.
That's a really great rule. And I was just thinking that I bet teachers are not even making students do this. So if you're someone who's homeschooling or you have a student, also to remind them and teach them that rule, or a collegiate you know, someone mm-hmm. taking online classes. So if you don't look away from your laptop, you are going to become nearsighted prematurely. Mm-hmm. Those of you who don't realize that, it is happening. Mm-hmm. The constant eye strain where you're focused at near distances is going to make you prone to a really tight lens and retina and muscles that contract constantly. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes very difficult to see far away beautiful mountains and highway signs and things like that.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's so important for, yeah, just for your eye health.
It is very important. And a lot of people, I think the last stat that I read was about 91% of working adults suffer eye computer strain syndrome. Mm-hmm. And that's just from staring at the screen. And that has increased over the course of 10 years as we become more mm-hmm. knowledge workers than we are laborers.
I do feel eye fatigue by the end of the mm-hmm. day. And it's definitely a relief to look at a book or a piece of paper yes, or a newspaper. Yes. And I think getting blue light glasses is also helpful mm-hmm. to reduce eye strain. And of course, we're not sleeping well at night when we look at a blue light computer screen because your brain interprets that as light.
Yes, so it does.
It's light the entire night.
Yeah, and your body's not producing the melatonin that it needs. And since you are in the business of beauty, mm-hmm. you know better than anyone else that beauty sleep is real. And it's you need real. That melatonin, so you need to close those shades, leave all electronics out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Get it as black as you can in the room
it's
at
night.
It's
been difficult during quarantine to get a really deep, good, sound night's sleep. And all of us are hyper alert, hyper vigilant that some other news flash mm-hmm. is coming. I think there's a part of our brain that just doesn't shut off mm-hmm. during periods of stress. So these things we can do, like wearing blue light glasses and being aware of like eye breaks and body mm-hmm. breaks are mm-hmm. so important, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, do you predict that you're going to have a whole new field of like workforce wellness and ergonomics?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're already seeing an uptick in it. You know, it's funny when this group within Herman Miller is fairly new and it was us going out and convincing everyone else why this is important, mm-hmm. right? Because very often people don't think about well-being until they lose it.
Right.
And now everyone in this great getting to know you experiment, right? We're getting to know ourselves better, our neighbors in some ways are learning like, wow, if I don't have my health, I literally don't have anything.
Literally. None of this hard work is worth it.
And nope.
You cannot get it back once your health is gone. So don't trade your health for a little bit of just increased salary, increased mm-hmm. revenue, or increased ambition. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's such great advice. I thank you for giving us those pearls of wisdom. Where can everybody find you on your Instagram and handles?
Oh, they can just go to at Dr. Steach for Instagram, and that's DrSTeach, or I'm on LinkedIn under Melissa Steach.
Perfect. That's it for now, guys, and that's your 5-minute reminder to stay beautiful, practice wellness when you work at home or in the workplace, and don't forget to check out my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, and our website is the same. Actually, our website is brand new. Check out my brand new website, Beauty by Dr. K, and I know you're going to love some of the skincare products there, which are helpful for preventing UV damage from radiation, devices, and everyday sunlight, including our vitamin C and sunscreen. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.